What's happening, my beautiful people? You're now tuned in to the Big and Bright podcast.
It's Big.
And it's your boy, Bright.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Jumping right into it, folks. We want to, first and foremost, before we jump into it, man, how was your weekend?
My weekend was, I don't even remember.
Wow, man. You can't remember your weekend, bro?
I don't remember. Nope. How was yours?
Hey, you.
Maybe man. I'll get it back when you tell me how yours went. Wow, man. Something might come back to me.
Let me see how I spent my weekend. I think, what was that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember now.
Okay. Then tell me.
Yeah, man. Just traveled to Pennsylvania for a day, you know, hung out with some friends, did that thing, and then came back Saturday. Because I didn't get back till like 4 in the morning, Saturday morning. Slept like a baby.
Okay.
Like a fat, juicy baby full of hot, warm milk. Really? After he just got burped.
That was disgusting.
Slept like that. I'm just saying.
That was kind of disgusting, man.
You know, the little cute fat babies, man. Yeah, so, yeah.
Like a fat, hot, warm baby filled with milk.
Filled with milk.
It's gross.
Warm milk.
I don't want that sighting.
All right. I slept good, man. I slept really good Saturday, man. And, you know, Sunday went to church. Came home, ate. And then I took another glorious nap. So I got some good rest this weekend.
Slept like a bear, huh?
Yes. First I slept like a baby, then I slept like a bear.
Yeah, so, okay.
How about yourself, man? What you get into?
As for me, over the weekend, man, that was about it.
Sleep is good, man. We some hard working fellas, man, out here,
man. Yeah, man, definitely.
You know?
Hardest working cast and show business, man.
For sure, for sure.
Diving right into
episode 1-4, let's get it, Bright.
Diving right into it before you cut me off. Where the NFL season is only 8 glorious days away, my
only
people.
8 glorious days away.
About this time next week, ladies and gentlemen, we will be on our way to kick off the NFL season with my Chicago Bears.
Beautiful.
Hosting the Green Bay Packers, which I'm pretty sure we're going to put a good beating on
them. We hate those cheeseheads, don't we?
Yeah, man. No doubt. No doubt.
Hey, man. I'm looking forward to it. I can't believe that starting next week, we'll have football until February.
No doubt, but
we've been waiting on it.
We had football last weekend, though, man. You know,
I know, but I'm talking about the
Florida game was pretty exciting.
Oh, you're talking about the college one, yeah?
Yeah, the college football kicked off last weekend, man. It was pretty exciting, and then they got some games that's scheduled out over the weekend and into the Labor Day,
For sure.
Labor Day holiday or whatever. You got the big one. Well, I really wouldn't say big one with the Alabama game.
Alabama
Monday
first.
Night. I think they ain't playing nobody, man. That's a blowout. That'll be
and it. Like Duke or something.
Yeah, it's Duke.
Yeah,
that's why I said they ain't playing nobody.
Hey,
be a beating,
yeah,
like a 60,
season's beating,
like a 64-13 drubbing.
Right, if they even get 13,
Blue Devils, man.
Might be 64-6.
When they put in the walk ons, you know, at Alabama, they'll put the walk ons on, and you know, Duke will probably get about 13 points. But
hopefully, that game is in Duke, so they can get a little, you know, get some fans behind them. And
man, you know, a lot has happened over the weekend, folks, so we're going to dive right into it. The Colts out of luck as Andrew Luck retires. What does it really mean for the Colts?
Andrew
in the NFL?
Luck retired, bro. Yeah. That took me by total surprise.
It was a shock. Like, it was a true shock, but under the same notion, I'm pretty sure he knew that he was going to miss the entire or most of the season. And that rehab, that long, grueling rehab that he had, you know, he already just came off of one with the shoulder.
Right,
that was
right.
Brutal for him, man. And then, you know, of course, from what the report was, it wasn't a muscle issue. It wasn't a tendon issue. It was a bone issue in his foot, which, you know, led him to, one, get surgery, two, rehab back from surgery.
Right.
And then, you know, by the time he rehabbed back, to be able to, the psychological point of trusting that foot.
Right. He's already dealt with the shoulder. I'm sure he's dealt with other injuries. I mean, anytime you're a quarterback, you're getting sacked and knocked around. And plus, he's a physical quarterback, so he don't mind running.
And he took a beating from behind that offensive line they got, man. He's probably one of the most beat up quarterbacks in the NFL.
But actually, he not this past season, though, because this past season he was second in touchdowns behind Mahomes. Mahomes had 50. He had 39. He had a pretty good season.
That don't mean he was getting the hell beat out of him while
doing it. Yeah, but that O-line has got better, though. It's gotten better.
You better hope your O-line get better here in Detroit, man, or it's going to be a Mr. Glass back there. It's going to be broke up.
They called me Mr. Glass.
I don't think we're 3 minutes into the episode and you already got on my lines.
Y'all suck. Anyway. So what does this say for the Colts, man? It's moving forward.
Yeah, so honestly, man, I truly believe, and you know, it's a good thing that Jacoby Brissett has been in the system for 3 years, because it could very well easily be a situation like, you know, we've seen in past times before where a quarterback goes down and that team has to trade for another guy.
If I'm Jacoby Brissett, I would immediately hold out right now and say I want more money.
Because you know he's starting quarterback. Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah, you can't do that right now, though.
Yes, right
Because he finally
now.
Got the opportunity. By the way,
this
I just
is the
seen
second
that,
time. This is I, the second time he's going to be the starting quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At this point, you have to say, okay, well, can we talk about getting me more money?
There's no way in hell
I'm going to take a 16-game beating, drubbing behind this offensive line and only get paid. What?
Right.
Mere minimum dollars?
Right.
When you was paying him. You was just paying 27 million.
Right.
I'm gonna need at least 15 here.
Because, and I agree with that, because the thing is they're probably gonna draft a quarterback.
Exactly.
So he might not even get this opportunity again.
Exactly.
He might be a backup next year.
Come on, Jacoby, you got him by the balls.
So I just saw that Brock Osweiler is visiting the Colts.
They're doing their due diligence
to look at other quarterbacks.
But this is the funny part, though. You bring back Brock Osweiler, you bring him in for a visit, but then say you're not colluding against cap. I'm just going to leave that alone, though. You know, say you're not colluding against cap. You know, but hey, Brock Osweiler is a much lesser quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, the young cat Matt Moore is a much lesser quarterback,
right?
Who just got an opportunity. Even here
Luke
with the Kansas
McCown,
City Chiefs.
Even though he's decent, but he's a
McCown,
lesser quarterback, than
lesser
cap
quarterback
as well.
Than Cap. But hey, you know what I mean, these are things that we point out here, and this is the reason why Cap won his collusion case against the NFL.
Yeah,
but
just to answer your question real quick, I think the Colts will be fine. I don't think they'll be, you know, 11-5, 12-4, but I think they'll be respectable. I don't expect
no
them to fold.
Way
you asked me what I thought.
Hell.
I don't think they'll fold. I don't.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this.
I don't think they'll fold, man.
Marco, go ahead and cue the Bootio segment for me right now.
The Booty! Oh!
With that said, these Indianapolis Colts will be lucky to go 3-13. Lucky.
You know what? I think a lot of that will have to do with how they start the season.
I would say probably. Okay.
If they start like 1-3.
4-12.
If they start like one and see, that's the beauty of football, though. Like, they don't need Brissett to be Andrew Luck. They don't need that.
Well, they didn't need it.
This team is a lot better than they were 2-3 years ago when Jacoby Brissett first got here. They are.
It was
man.
A younger T.Y. Hilton who was pretty much in his prime. He's not anymore. He's
okay.
Know,
so
T.Y. Hilton and who else?
So let's just go down
you
the list
no
real
running
quick.
Back.
Let's
you
just
have,
go down the list real quick.
You have no running back. Well, they you just have traded one for, receiver.
They just traded for Duke Johnson. Luckily, well, no, never mind. They just added a couple
he's
running
been
backs.
Sipping the yak, folks.
Yak.
They just added a couple running backs. They got Eric Ebron coming off that 16-touchdown
season. Who in the hell is going to throw Ebron the ball?
I'm just saying I'm not going to say they're going to fold. I don't think they'll fold, man. They got a tough team. They won the playoff game last year.
4-12, 5-11 at tops. Hey, so, you know, I mean, the good thing about it, though, that, you know, Andrew Luck is a smart man. You know, he graduated from Stanford. You know, that's respectable. Not only did he graduate from Stanford, but he came from money. And the good thing about that is, you know, even though he did decide to retire, he got to keep his $25 million signing bonus, which
that was big.
They owed to him anyway, man, after he took that beating.
I think they did that because they think he'll come back.
He's not coming back.
But I'm just saying why I think they did it. They wanted to leave that door open.
Listen, anytime a player walks away at this stage of the game, they don't come back. Name a player that's done that and came back outside of Brett Favre.
Well, no player has been in his position because no quarterback has retired this early.
All I'm saying is, think about that outside of Brett Favre. No one has came back from retirement. Not Patrick Willis.
He's not a quarterback.
It don't matter. He's a linebacker.
Okay,
middle linebacker at
so
that.
Think about all the players that retired at 30, around 31 or younger. Patrick Willis, Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson had to.
Right, but I'm just saying. Calvin
Bo
Johnson,
a new hip.
Barry Sanders.
The young linebacker from San Fran. You forgot about him?
Oh, the
it
other
was
one.
Borland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Him. Jim Brown. So you've had a few, but none of whom are quarterbacks. So nobody. So okay. So just for instance, real quick, Andrew Luck is 29. Let's say he takes 2 years off.
He'll
still be young.
He's not coming back, man. He's not. Anytime you walk away.
And I mean, it makes it easier that he's had the injuries and he's talking about the mental anguish of it all, you know, the recovery. But he just got married this offseason. He's about to have a baby, his first child. So it makes it easier to go home right now. He goes home. He's bored out of his mind. 2 years later, bro, the door is wide open. You want to come back? Bro, even if he come back at 35, that's the crazy part about it.
Listen to how stupid you sound, okay? And this is why I'm going to say you sound stupid.
Okay.
You think a franchise is going to wait 2 years on drafting a high priority draft pick quarterback?
That's a good point. That's a good point, but what if he doesn't work out?
What if
the Colts still have, you know, control of his contract? What if they trade him?
Stop it. Okay,
I'm just saying, bro. When you 29 and you a top 20 passer of all time,
this is real life. Okay, and anytime you cite real life and saying injuries are affecting you, they're affecting your health. They're affecting your mental process and how you approach the damn game. You're not coming back. It's over.
That's respected. I respect that. I'm just saying that he's 29.
It's over. So, just the breakdown of Andrew Luck. You know, far as you know, what he did in his first six seasons in the NFL, he's number two in most passing touchdowns in the first six seasons behind Dan Marino. You know, Marino had 196, Luck had 171, and then the breakdown of most passing yards in the first six seasons, Andrew Luck is third behind Manning and Marino with 23,671. So, I mean, you know, he's leaving a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big they're going to be missing them. I mean, they're definitely going to miss them. But I just don't see them folding. I do. It's just me, man.
I do, plain and simple, and I'm going to tell you why.
By the way,
he wants to be healthy to enjoy his child. He doesn't want to be broken up. He doesn't want to be crippled.
Now I'm talking about the Colts without him. Life after Andrew Luck. I just don't think the Colts are folding like that.
Let me tell you what the Colts are without Andrew Luck. Marco, cue the bootios. That's what they are, folks, Andrew Luck, okay? That's what they are. That's what they're going to be. That's all they're ever going to be.
Okay.
Now, they could go ahead and try to grab Tua Tagovailoa. They can go ahead and try to grab Jalen Hurts. They can go ahead and try to grab whoever. But if you think they are not going to tank this season because they don't have a franchise quarterback, you are huffing glade. They are going to be, Marco, cue it one more time.
The booty. Oh.
That's what the Indianapolis Colts are going to be.
Hilarious.
Period. In order to draft their next franchise quarterback, which I think the Colts will have the number one draft pick.
The division ain't that good. They might win the division at 9-7.
The number one draft pick.
Okay.
They will have the number one draft pick, and they will draft Tua Tagovailoa. Out of Alabama with the number one pick.
Russell Wilson, part two.
For a quarterback.
All right. Let's go into some NFL news and notes.
Chad Henne fractured ankle. Chiefs sign retired quarterback Matt Moore. Snoozer.
Matt Moore.
Lamar Miller, torn ACL. Houston, halfback, out for the season. Why the hell was he playing in the preseason any damn way?
So unfortunate, man.
Why was he playing?
Blame number 96 for Dallas. He put his head right into that man's knee.
So what? He shouldn't have been out there.
I know, man.
He's your starting running back. That's what practice is for. That's what OTAs is for. You don't put them out there in preseason. You put the guy that's going to do drywall in 3 damn months out there in preseason.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
What the hell is going on?
That's true, man. I mean, I absolutely agree with that. I mean, you know, but see, yeah, I agree, because the same thing happened to Cam Newton. Cam Newton twisted up his ankle.
Anyway, Raiders Doug Martin is released.
Hold up. Before you pass Lamar Miller, let's just talk about how big of a blow that this was.
Look, okay.
Since 2016, he's rushed for the fifth most rushing yards.
But he had never been to nobody's Pro Bowl.
That's a big
he's just been consistent.
That's a big loss, man.
He's just been consistent. But, I mean, hell, yeah. It wasn't like the Houston Texans run game was ground and pound. And, oh, Lamar, they got Lamar Miller.
Right.
Yeah.
That's who just traded for Duke Johnson. So it's lucky that they traded for him.
they ain't missing nothing, bro. Duke Johnson is going to be their workhorse back. They ain't missing much. Yeah. He'll get his little occasional 67 to 84 yards a game. And we'll probably get 1,000 yards rushing. There you go. That's good. But, you know.
For sure.
Doug Martin got released by the Raiders. Dontrell Emmons signs with the Chargers for the second time.
Yep.
Case Keenum named the starting quarterback for the Redskins. That's not a surprise when they got, you know, the young boy.
The rookie.
Yeah. They got him sitting there, and he's
learning,
you know. Yep. So I'll give him about till week four.
I mean, you know, if the Redskins start off slow, you know, especially if they start out 1-4 2-6 or something like that. You never know. Or injury.
Packers release former second-round pick safety Josh Jones. What the hell are they doing in Green Bay?
I don't know, bro.
Their drafts have been atrocious.
Yeah, their draft haven't worked out.
Decade. Like, their draft picks have really
And they always
sucked.
Draft DBs in the first round. I noticed
sucked.
That. The first two rounds, yeah.
Their draft picks have sucked. You know when I knew it was wrong in Green Bay? When they literally
Oh, when they drafted the boy from Michigan.
Oh, no. Rashad Gary got carted off. So he, you know, that's it. But no, it was really bad before that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when they went up and they picked up Adrian Amos and gave him like that crazy contract to come mm-hmm. to Green Bay.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Are you serious?
Y'all should see his face right
now. Wow. Like,
he looked like he just smelled something really funky.
Let me tell you.
Like that. Poop.
The Chicago Bears didn't bother to give Adrian Amos a contract to come back. Neither did his defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, mm-hmm. when he went to Denver. He didn't bother giving Adrian Amos a deal either. So what is that telling you?
Some teams overvalue players. Some teams
really,
undervalue
players. To be totally
players.
Honest, Adrian Amos, dumbass, was the reason we lost to the damn Philadelphia Eagles with the stupid-ass pass interference penalty.
Aside from the missed field goal by your kicker.
It wouldn't have came down to that because Adrian Amos had the dumb-ass pass interference penalty when he went ahead and hit my man in the head, and the ball was 30 damn yards in the air. He didn't have no chance in hell in catching that.
30 yards over his head already.
Exactly. Yeah. He had no chance in hell in catching that. And then that extended the drive and gave Philly the go-ahead touchdown.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't have had to kick no damn field goal.
Didn't Golden Tate catch that game-winning touchdown against y'all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
he had a little revenge on the mind from the Lions.
We wouldn't have had to do that if old dumbass Amos. I was so glad to see him go.
Yeah,
tired of him, man. But anyway,
the Packers anteed up the bread on him, huh?
Stupid.
Hey,
but hey, you'll see. You'll see first game of the season when he gets roasted.
Yeah.
Occasionally, which he was always out of position. But he'll look
constantly
for the big hit.
Yeah.
He'll look for the big hit. Mm-hmm. He lucky he had Eddie Jackson back there covering his ass the whole time. Getting those interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. Now he has to cover. Good luck with that.
Good luck.
Anyway, Matt Overton, Jacksonville player, offers to buy season tickets from unhappy Colts fans and donate them to the Riley Children's Hospital in Indy. That is very dope.
I love that.
Let me tell you about these Colts fans.
He tweeted that out, and he's like, I'm very serious. I'm not even playing about that.
These Colts fans are just disgusting. But
we'll get to that later.
Yeah. Patrick Chung pleads not guilty to cocaine possession charge.
Patrick Chung, Patriots DB.
Former Oregon Duck.
Two-time Super Bowl champ.
Hitting the nose candy there.
Yeah.
You think you might have had a little too much cocaine?
Hitting the nose candy.
A little more than glue there, bud.
Yeah. Rams linebacker Josh Caraway tore his Achilles versus Denver. And their center, Aaron Neary, fractured his ankle and required surgery. Like, what the hell are they doing out there?
Yeah, man. I mean, unfortunately, man, whether you're a starter or not, players are going to get hurt. It happens every year. It's just unfortunate when a guy, you know, the non-contact injuries are what bug me. And then they cart him off. It's like, oh, he's out. He's done.
Oh, anytime you get carted off the field, you ain't coming back.
Well, 9 times out of 10, luckily for my Lions, we got two players carted off the field, and they both had high ankle sprains.
But they won't be ready to start the season. Neither one of them.
I think Ragnow will be ready.
Okay.
But Davis is going to be out for a few weeks, probably 3 or 4 weeks, hopefully.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. But a lot of times when they can't put that initial pressure on it, it's not good.
Hey, Josh Gordon is in full pads, and he's definitely looking ready.
Your buddy.
Hey, man.
The guy that can't stay off the...
Patrick Chung can't stay off the coke
either. Can't stay off the trees, can't stay off the coke. What's going
on? I'd rather have somebody that can't stay off the weed as somebody who can't stay off the coke.
Well, it said he had possession charge. So, which I don't understand how these guys sell drugs. Why are you selling drugs? You make millions.
Where did you get selling drugs from?
Well, it said it was a possession charge.
Meaning it was in his possession.
Right. I'm not saying he didn't smoke it, but I'm just saying
you don't smoke cocaine
or whatever. Snort, smoke, whatever.
You smoke crack. You don't smoke cocaine. You snort it.
My point is, where do guys get off selling drugs? I mean, it's been happening for years.
Cocaine only stays in your system for about 3 days, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if he's hitting the nose candy, which most of them do.
Yeah. You said most do.
Most cats in the NFL hitting nose candy. That's the rich man's drug, man. They hitting lines of coke. You know, they go to parties, they hitting coke off females' breasts and everything else.
Right.
Up in there on the yacht. You seen Ballers.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it goes down, man.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? So, hey, it is what it is. But, hey, Cardinals released veteran linebacker Andre Branch and Kevin White.
Kevin White.
That is not a shocker.
That's
Kevin
your
White.
Boy.
No, that ain't my damn
the
boy.
The Bears. I remember when he was drafted, and I was like, this guy looks like a beast. And he never materialized in Chicago.
Workout warrior, man. He didn't materialize in Chicago or Arizona. I think he realized that it's a career. Might as well go on to be a college coach at West Virginia or, you know,
man,
graduating.
That's a shame. Like, so what's his issue?
Graduate.
What's his issue?
I don't know, man.
He can't run routes or something?
I don't know.
He's slow?
Dude just could never put it
Lingering
together.
Injuries?
He was an All-American wide receiver in West Virginia. He just could never put it together
definitely.
On the field. He comes from the land of misfit toys, man. You just can't get right.
Because he was in Chicago, what, 4 seasons?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
And was hurt every year.
And he just got to the Cardinals, and they just cut him.
Yeah, I wouldn't surprise.
You
holding up a roster spot. So, yeah. Tried to work it out, but
crazy,
hey.
Man.
With Luck retiring, Tom Brady outlasted not only Peyton Manning, but also his successor.
That's dope.
How dope is that?
42 years old. Andrew Luck is only 29, so he's 13 years older, yet he's going to play at least, I'll give him at least 2 more years beyond this season.
We ain't
done. We talked about that.
Here's a story by the name of Brady. Six Super Bowls.
Right.
A fine wife. She was a model. Silly.
Yeah. No, that's dope, man. 42. The age of 42. Also, Tom Brady. You know, he's the last remaining player from the 2000 NFL draft.
How
that's insane, bro. We were still in high. We was in 11th grade.
Yeah,
when Tom Brady was drafted.
Yeah,
and now we've been out of school almost 20 years. What? How long have we been out? 18 years.
You can't count.
And he's still going strong.
You can't count now.
No.
Come on, man.
Yeah, he's still going strong. That's commendable, man. He take care of his body better than LeBron James. And I ain't never seen nobody take care of their body like them two guys.
TB12 method, man. The TB12 method.
Yeah.
Whatever,
I don't think Belichick gonna have a problem with his guy being on the sideline no
whatever
more.
Whatever lettuce and kale and beet juice, whatever the hell he doing, man.
Yeah.
You need to take a part of that
right.
And get on that TB12 method.
Yeah,
man.
I do.
I'm telling
you. You ain't lying.
But Haley, if you do, man, we can't call you big no more.
You can still call me big. Remember that you know the one guy they call him Big Boy. He lost like over 200-300 pounds. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
He was so not Big Boy from Outkast, but it's another disc jockey.
Robin Big.
On the radio.
Big
no.
And Rob.
No, oh. It was a big fat dude that he do parties. And
Rob, big fat dude,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, big fat dude that do parties and everything. And he really popular. He done been on movies, everything. They call him Big Boy.
Mm-hmm.
He real big. Well, he was real big. And then he lost all, I think he had the weight loss surgery or something like that.
Damn, did he get all that skin cut off?
Well, you know, he rich, so he probably did.
Wow.
But yeah, you don't know Big Boy?
No.
I'll show you a picture of him. You'll be like, oh, yeah, I know him.
Only Big Boy I know is the one with Outkast and the restaurant.
Right, the one holding the burger.
Holding the burger.
And the checker overalls.
Yeah, that's the only Big Boys I know, man, you know. So, hey.
All right.
Sheldon Rankins on track from Achilles activated.
Sheldon Rankins.
From Pulp List. So.
Yeah, activated from the physically unable to perform list. He was a defensive lineman that I was interested in the Lions drafting about 2 or 3 years ago. Pretty good player. So it's good to see that he'll finally be on track from the torn Achilles.
Jay Gruden strongly believes that Trent Williams won't be traded. Mm. Yeah, right.
Mm.
Pony up the cash then, buddy.
Hey, they got to do something.
Hey, Redskins running back Bryce Love starting the year on the physically unable to perform list.
Yep.
It's not a shocker to me. He was always broke up at Stanford. So yeah. Why would you think he's going to
be a little guy. He's like,
withstand a beating from grown men in the NFL?
He's like 5'7", like 194.
Hey.
Little dude, man.
Dolphins officials have met with Jadeveon Clowney. Clowney has also fired his agent, Buzz Cook, due to frustrations with his contract situation. He prefers the Eagles or Seahawks in the trade.
Hmm.
Will they trade for him is the question. You want to know my answer? Hell no. Ain't finna give up no damn draft picks for you.
Yeah, they have.
So you can go and loaf on the field all damn day and take plays off after you done got paid, just like you did when you first came out the damn league.
Yeah, yeah.
People don't understand that stuff comes back to bite you.
I think we talked about him a few episodes back. We was
I told you Clowney is mediocre.
Yeah, I think
I said pedestrian numbers.
I think I said he was gonna get about 12 sacks this year,
and I said you were delusional.
Yeah, I was smoking the glue that day.
So,
sniffing.
You know, if anything, he's going to want to get a contract. He, you know, contract
year. I don't know, man. I think, you know, I could see him in Seattle. Philadelphia, I don't know, because they just ended up on my boy Graham, and they just.
Shout out to Brandon Graham.
Right, right. B. Graham, no doubt.
Michigander.
Yep. But they just ended up on B. Graham, and they just got Michael Bennett as well. But I know what's the name just retired, though. Kyle Long's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just retired. But the Seahawks, they no longer have Frank Clark, but they got Ziggy Ansah. So, I mean, you know, Ziggy Ansah and Jadeveon Clowney, if those boys are healthy, man, they're going to be moving. They're going to be moving that O-line.
I don't think he's going to end up with the and this is all honesty. I truly don't think he's going to end up. And Seattle, they just spent big money on the defensive end. And Michael Bennett is with the New England Patriots, by the way.
They just got Ziggy.
So
I think Ziggy gave him like $16 million.
Yeah, they just got Ziggy. So why would they want him?
Yeah.
You got two of the same loafers. I mean, you're not going to pay no money.
Facts.
For these loafers. You know what I'm saying? You're only going to deal with one loafer. So Jadeveon, I'm sorry, you assed out. Ain't nobody finna go ahead and pick you up, bro. So
the Dolphins might go after him because they went after Mario Williams.
Yeah, but they're the only ones that want to throw away money on some, you know, on some trash. I'm sorry, but I mean, you know, Jadeveon, you.
I like Clowney, man.
Your whole career was built off of a missed assignment in the Michigan game
against Michigan
in the Outback Bowl,
where he claimed that young man and his helmet followed.
He wasn't blocked.
Michigan at the 41. What a hit! Ball's free on the ground. South Carolina deserves to have it.
Clowney just says, I'll take care of business right here.
No doubt.
You should do that.
Right.
And somebody don't see you coming.
I'm just talking about the death of that Michigan player right now.
I'm just saying, you weren't blocked. Anybody should have done that.
But he hit him so hard, bro.
Again,
that's one of the most beautiful sounds ever.
You weren't blocked. So it should have happened. That should have happened. You got a free run at a man who's not looking at you.
Right.
He's not expecting you. You got a free run. You're supposed to do that. So,
yeah.
Hey, Browns have cut wide receiver Jalen Strong. That kind of is a blow. Jalen Strong was real good. I thought he was going to be a great pro coming out of Arizona State when he, you know, had his opportunity. He had, you know, his chances with the New England Patriots and whatnot. You know, he just could not catch on, man. So, hey, Lions cut fan favorite Zach Zenner.
ZZ, Dr. Z. He'll be fine. He's
They'll pick him back up.
I think Zenner might be done with the Lions because they cut him like every year for like the last 4 years.
And then bring him back.
I think he's done. He's probably going to be like, you know, because he was pursuing his education. I think he's a doctor. He's going to be a doctor or something like that. So
Peter Schrager says Jacoby Brissett is ready and the Colts will compete this season.
Peter said it. Normally what Peter says happens, man. I like Peter Schrager from Good Morning Football. Do you guys watch him?
Peter, but Peter is all Peter, stop. Okay.
But
stop.
You know, man, Peter showed the Lions a lot of love too though.
Exactly.
He showed the Lions a lot of love.
He tried to make sure they don't take a beating, man, but hey, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Ravens offered Clay Matthews more than the Rams. He signed a deal to L.A. for 2 years, $9.25 million, only because he is from L.A. And a lot of people don't understand that. People don't even remember that Clay Matthews played for the USC Trojans during the years that they was winning their national titles and everything else.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. A lot of people don't realize that. He is an L.A. kid, an L.A. boy. He is from L.A. So yeah.
Clay said he was kind of taken back by the lack of interest on the Patriots' end. He said, I was kind of taken back.
Packers.
Yeah, on the Packers' end. He said, because I thought I'd always be there, whether it was at a cheaper price or not. So that was kind of a shock because my family stayed out there and had our third child in off season. I was hanging in town, training there and everything. And, yeah, that was kind of a surprise to me because I just figured I would be there for a few more years. The Packers.
Who in the hell lives in Green Bay during the off season?
That's a really good question. And he's from, like you said, he's from California. Most guys train in California. It's nice there.
I'm sure he did, too.
He said he was hanging out training there.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I believe him.
I don't. Nah, some ugly ass women in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Man.
Yeah, we just lost our listeners in Green Bay right now.
I don't give a damn. There's some big old women in Green
Bay. That's just one state, huh?
Hey, it's some big old women in Green Bay.
That's a huge bitch.
Hey, man, it's beautiful women everywhere, man. Don't be like that.
It's some big old women. It's Victoria.
It's some beautiful big women out here.
Victoria is no secret in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Listen, you got some real cow tippers out there,
ladies, do not listen to Mr. Bright. There are some very beautiful big women out there.
You got some cow tippers in Green Bay, folks. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Who the hell wants to stay in Green Bay, Wisconsin? Hey. What the hell is it? Do you hear anybody say, oh, I'm going on vacation? Where to? Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I just know they got farms and cheese there. That's it. That's all
I
know.
Cows and cows and corn.
Yeah.
And big old women.
Holy shit, it's Bigfoot!
Man, it's some beautiful women.
Some big draws out there in Green Bay, baby. Big draws.
Hey, people like big draws, man.
Big draws. Some big draws in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Nuts.
Yeah, so Clay Matthews thought he'd stick around in Green Bay for a while, and it didn't happen.
Okay.
He did seem like a lifer, though.
Moving on to something career. That's pretty whack, in my opinion.
Okay.
The Chiefs wide receivers are calling themselves the Legion of Zoom.
I like it. Big likes it. Yeah. Those guys are lightning fast. They zoom down the field. It's dope. I like it.
Legion of Zoom. After you just bit off the Legion of Boom from the Seattle Seahawks.
But the Legion of Boom bit off the Legion of Doom. So
that's a wrestling reference, and they were the first in the NFL to use the Legion of Boom.
I got you.
You can't bite off that and say, oh, we're the Legion of Zoom.
Zoom.
You should have did that. The only way that would have worked is if the Seattle Seahawks defense was the Legion of Boom and the Seattle Seahawks wide receivers were the Legion of Zoom.
On the same team.
Zoom versus Boom.
Zoom versus Boom.
And
I
practice.
Got you.
You see what I'm saying? That's how it works.
I feel you.
As the Chiefs, Legion. Come on, man. Get original.
Yeah.
Get original.
You know.
Get original.
But they did. Original.
Get a original.
Original.
Get a original. I gotta take it all the way. Get a original.
He's stupid.
Come on, man.
Hey, but them boys is, no matter what you call them boys is going to put work in this year.
You know what?
Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins.
That's cool and all.
And who's the other guy? They just brought him back. DeAnthony Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
They just brought him back. He's pretty fast, too.
Okay, well, you know what legitimizes speed, right? They say speed kills.
Mm-hmm.
Hit him.
Mm-hmm.
Hit him.
Yeah.
Hit him hard, right in the mouth. And they'll start getting gator arms, and they'll start getting gator body.
Yeah.
And they'll start shying away from the hit before the ball even get there. That's how you stop all that. Ask the Patriots.
Yeah, it's hard to hit. It's hard to hit a target that's zooming by you.
No, you zone them up. It's hard to hit a zooming target when you in man-to-man, but when you have a man crossing your face to catch a pass in a zone and you have someone sitting there waiting on him.
What made Barry Sanders so – like, he wasn't even fast. Was it his elusiveness? People could not hit him.
Barry was fast and elusive.
But he wasn't – I never saw Barry as fast.
Hey, he break away, you ain't catching him.
He was quick. Like, he made quick moves, quick gestures.
He had agility. His agility was 100.
I think it was his elusiveness. Like, his he just agility, knew when to spin, when to.
It was just natural.
When to cut, when to move it here. Was,
It was just natural.
And then he had a heck of a, you know, his senses were amazing. Like, he knew, you know, this big guy is about to go this way. Remember that game against the Patriots in the Silver Dome?
Yeah, he turned dude away. Like, he turned dude in around and out, like it was three, weaving. Four times.
I was like, oh my God.
Hey, yeah.
But it was, to me, it was his elusiveness. I don't really think he was that fast. But speaking of speed.
Deshaun Jackson. Fractures his finger and is out 3 to 4 weeks.
Ring finger. Ooh.
Yikes. 49ers released linebacker Malcolm Smith.
I like Smith, man. I hope the Lions pick him up, especially in wake of Jared Davis going down. I hope we pick him up.
Cam Newton is out of the walking boot and will be ready for week one.
Nice. Glad to hear that, man, because after that, you know, he took a hit against the Patriots in the first quarter. I was like, man, I don't want to see my man Cam go down. So.
And sad news, Jake Butt has fought through 3 ACLs. Now he's going to have a minor knee procedure. Damn.
3 ACLs?
It's all right, Jake Butt.
That's hard, bro. One is hard. Three?
Yeah, it's all right, Jake Butt, man. You know.
Don't be booty.
I always remember that. I always remember that reference from Nemo. Nemo, when he's like, I'm going to touch the butt. Every time they say Jake Butt, I think of that.
Don't you dare. If you put one fin on that boat, are you listening to me?
I'm going to touch the butt.
Wow.
But anyhow, you know, heartfelt, well going out to Jake Butt, man.
That has to be hard, man. Professional athlete.
And Jerick McKinnon has minor setback flare-up in ACL knee.
Yeah.
Yikes. Because he plays for the Minnesota Vikings.
No, he played for the 49ers. No,
oh,
remember?
Really? Oh, yeah, that's right.
He tore his ACL last year in his first year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Still sorry, not sorry, because we played the San Francisco 49ers this year. So get better, my friend, but let's just hope you don't get out there and your whole knee just stays there while you laying on the damn ground, man. So
do not do that today.
Better go
man.
See Dr. Andrews with that, buddy.
Better call Saul.
So Saints and Chiefs both with 7 top 100 players. Yes, man, how you feel about that?
Well, you know, I love the Saints. You know, I've been bragging on those guys all offseason. I think – well, my pick for the Super Bowl is the Chargers and Saints in advance, but I wouldn't mind seeing the Chiefs and Saints. They have some amazing players, man.
Okay.
On all sides of the ball.
Well, the Saints had Thomas as the wide receiver, Breeze the quarterback, Kamara the running back, Cam Jordan the defensive lineman, Lattimore the linebacker. Lattimore the linebacker, Terrion Armstead, you know, and
O-lineman.
Yeah, and Ryan Ramczyk.
Yeah, I think he's a D-lineman.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, he's a tight end, bro.
Ryan Ramczyk?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know. Then, of course, you know, you got the Chiefs. You have Mahomes, Hill, Kelce, Chris Jones, Frank Clark, Matthew, Mitchell Schwartz. Hey, Frank Clark, I remember he used to play at Michigan.
Frank Clark?
Yeah.
I just remember he was in Seattle.
Yeah, he was a DN. Okay. And he played at Michigan. Travis Frank Clark Kelce. Pretty nice, man.
Yeah.
You know, Kelce Mitchell is a Schwartz. Bomb tight end, man.
Yeah,
so.
Tyron Matthew, the Honey Badger. That's my guy right there.
Yeah, but you really – can't. I mean, they got him now.
That's my guy.
You know what I'm saying? But you really can't. Yeah, okay. Well, he played with the Houston Texans last year.
Oh, that's Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cornerback.
So, mm-hmm. You know.
Yep.
Why? Number 53, Lattimore. Marshawn Lattimore.
No, I'm saying he's number 53 on the list.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Teron Armstead and Ryan Ramczyk. But, you know, hey.
Yeah.
And sad news, folks, the Tampa Bay Rays minor league pitcher Blake Bivens, wife and child, are among the three killed in the Virginia triple homicide. Definitely prayers and condolences up to his family, man. What the hell is
that happened in Virginia?
In this world?
That was really, really sad to hear that, man.
Hey, man, you know, it's pretty unfortunate, but hey. I don't know what's going on in this world, man. We need stricter gun laws or something, man, to get these people under control, but hey. Quick basketball news. Boogie Cousins gets married. The Nets guard, Caris LeVert, gets 52.
Hold on, you can't just run through that, man. Boogie got married. That means he got a ring, bro. You know what I'm saying? We got to celebrate the ring. He ain't got that. He ain't got the ring he trying to get. But, congratulations to Boogie Cousins. It was a very beautiful wedding. Him and his lovely fiance finally tied that knot. What was up with his the whole situation with his baby mama and the son?
Man, I do not know.
They said he threatened his baby mama, like, I'll kill you, because she didn't let his son go to the wedding.
My thing is, where do you get off saying where... Okay, you share the child, okay?
Yeah, right.
Where do my you get son. Off saying what you can't do? This is my.
Right, it's my son.
No, it's not. If he's paying child support and paying a damn bill, it ain't just yours.
Yeah.
Where do you get off thinking that you the dictator of all be all? No, you don't set that precedent. You're just bitter.
Yeah, Boogie think he a bully, man. But like Zach Randolph said, where I'm from, we bully bullies.
Bullies get bullied where I'm from.
Bully, that's what he said.
He ain't want no parts of that.
He ain't want no parts of that.
But, you know, still, though, you know, these women, man, please don't be like that. You women and men.
Yeah.
Don't be like that.
It's really, you know, I would imagine that it's really hard being the significant other of an athlete, just as it is, you know, being a significant other of a rock star or some kind of celebrity. But being a significant other of an athlete, they go through so much through the years, through life, with money, all those different situations, man. It's a lot of violence that we don't even know about that happens in these relationships, man. You know what I'm saying? Because they just deal with so much pressure.
It's crazy. You know, again, like I said, you know, just try to do better, folks. Try to do better. If you're co-parenting, you know, with a ex, just try to do better, man. Please try to do better.
Yeah.
Nets guard Caris LeVert gets $52 million in extension 52. On his 25th birthday.
Congrats,
much deserved.
Man. Yeah, and you know,
another
after
Michigan
coming off
kid.
Right, and, you know, coming off that big injury where his knee—I mean, it looked like his career was over.
He dislocated his ankle.
Was it his ankle?
Yeah,
ankle, knee, leg. Something happened with his leg, and I remember it was he got carried off on a stretcher.
Yeah, he dislocated his ankle.
Yeah, and but it was good to see him come back. He came back the same season. At the end of the season, you know, and the Nets was making that playoff push and everything. But big ups to Caris LeVert, man. He worked his way, because I don't even think he got drafted, but he worked his way up.
No, he got drafted.
Second round. Okay.
You know, he got drafted in the second round.
Late draft pick.
I just want to see how it's going to work out once ass hairs get back from his Achilles tear.
Man, you would not disrespect
his that. Achilles tear.
Can you tell everybody who you're referring to when you say that?
Kevin Durant, folks. Kevin Durant. I call him ass hairs because he has a head full of ass hairs.
You are
the
so...
The hairs that be in the crack of your ass are on Kevin Durant's head.
You are entirely disrespectful,
I'm just
my
being
friend.
Honest, man. He has a head full of ass hairs. Just disgusting, man. Like, you make too much... Go get a scalp transplant or something, man.
You are so disrespectful,
but, hey,
man.
Look like E.T. with a head full of ass hairs, like, man.
Yeah, Caris LeVert was a first round pick, 20th overall.
Oh, there you go.
Well, I'm still proud of him for getting that extension because he's worked hard for it.
Well, hey, Lakers signed Dwight Howard for the 50th damn time, seems like.
And I don't know why this is relevant.
Will he go away? Like,
but he's the first player in Lakers history to wear number 39.
What a fruitcake, man.
Yeah, bro. Dwight Howard used to be my people, man.
He used to be your people because he came in faking that holy roller crap. I had to catch myself.
He came in as such a good high school down-home kid from the South,
come
from Atlanta.
Come to find out he's a fruitcake, but whatever.
He a fruitcake, but he got like 9 kids. He literally got like 9 kids by like 9 baby mamas.
What does that have to do
with it? I'm not saying you can't be a fruitcake and still get some from the opposite sex.
I'm like, man, I'm just saying, do it all the time.
Yeah, he's definitely a polarizing figure, to say the least. I don't get the guy at all.
Man.
First, everybody was saying, you're a joke because you this big goofy dude who just always playing all the time. And then did you see that one where he was on the sideline and he hit somebody in the balls or something? You remember that one?
He probably had a good time doing that.
Do you remember that one? Yeah. Like, they were sitting there on the side on the bench and he like hit somebody in his stuff. I'm like, dog, come on, bro.
For no reason. Like,
then last year he had a butt injury and he was like out for like what, half the season, the whole season?
Then the tranny comes out and puts all his business out there.
Terrible, man.
Like, Dwight, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, bro. And he in LA now, so you know it's all kind of stuff gonna go down there.
He did it before when he was there. What do you mean?
He was only there for like a year.
Okay.
A year and a half.
What's going to change? He went to Atlanta, the land of the loving.
He's going to have 15 kids before he done.
Nah. Yeah, I don't think you can get them pregnant. I'm just being honest. So, hey, you know. Moving on, man. RJ Barrett signs a multi-year deal with
Puma.
WTF, folks. If this doesn't have bust written all over it. Nike even said, "To hell with you, man. We know you're going to be straight up." Cue it, Marco.
The booty. Oh.
The booty.
The booty.
Nike know you finna be cheeks, man.
Dog. No, I mean, I, you know.
So you, the only cats who would give you a deal is, this is straight Canadian.
Bro,
the,
I can't even like rock with this.
Only a cat from Canada was signed with Puma. They know you finna be butt ass nasty. See, who the hell wears Pumas on the hoop court?
But no, well, let me say something real quick.
Let me say something real quick. That is a casual. That is a casual shoe and a track shoe. Who the hell is wearing Pumas?
I'm really interested to see what these Pumas are going to look like.
Besides some Canadian from Toronto.
I need to see who signed a Puma.
I'm going to wear my Pumas.
I mean, man, I'm
not
just
even
be
Giannis was sporting Pumas, and he's from Africa.
He's from Giannis is not from Africa.
He Greece, but his parents is African descent.
Okay, I was about to say Giannis is from Greece, man. He's
born in Greece, yeah. But he's Greece African. You get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. We African American. He's Greece African. Your parents are African.
He's a
bro.
Greasy African.
Here you go. Here you go. Okay.
I'm being stupid.
Yeah. A little too much in that bottle there.
Hey, no, but listen, honestly though, bro, like if like two or three dudes was already signed to Puma and they was dope players, like okay, just for instance, let's say James Harden and Dame Lillard was signed to Puma already. Then it wouldn't be like, who signs with Puma? But they already got deals with, you know, I think Dame is with Nike, and I think James Harden is with Adidas. But nobody is signed to Puma, you know. If you sign with Under Armour, it'd be a little different because you got Steph, you got a couple of other guys on Under Armour.
Bruh.
Nobody's with Puma, bro.
How do you feel being RJ Barrett right now, knowing that your teammate at Duke just signed a mega deal?
With Jordan. Mm-hmm. Zion.
Jordan passed on you. Nike passed on you.
Adidas.
Reebok passed on you. Adidas passed on you.
Under Armour
passed on you. And you signed.
Sheesh.
With Puma.
I mean, I don't want to kill him just yet.
I think.
I'm interested to see what your shoe going to look like, though.
I told you he was going
to
be a bust.
But, bro, if he turned out to be a dope player, then Puma's going to sell. Just keeping it real. You know how it go.
Them Pumas are.
People going to jump on the bandwagon.
Ain't nobody getting a pair of them Pumas but his daddy, his mama.
I'm gonna tell you who passed on them. Big Brawler brand.
They ain't even a brand no damn more.
Yeah.
Big Brawler brand is dead.
Yeah.
Officially.
Alonzo Ball. I wonder who he gonna sign with. Did he sign with somebody already? Nike?
He's with Nike.
Nike, okay, I thought so.
So, you know, yeah. But even in still though.
Yeah.
I think that summer league really tanked.
Yeah, he looked
whatever,
bad.
Whatever little deal he thought he was going to get.
Yeah.
I think that summer league performance tanked it all for him.
And that team ain't that good. I mean, they got Marcus.
I don't give a damn how sorry they are. That has no bearing on you putting up numbers and at least hitting the broadside of a damn barn. You can't throw a basketball in the ocean from the. You can't throw a basketball in the ocean from the beach, son.
Man,
you can't shoot a basketball in the ocean from the beach.
He can't throw a balled up paper from the office in a waste paper basket.
Damn, that's terrible.
Yeah, he looked pretty bad in the during the summer league.
Man,
he could have built
him a nice Puma mansion with all them damn bricks he was throwing up.
Mm-mm-mm.
Let it rain, clang.
RJ Barrett.
My God, Jeremy Lin assigned with the Beijing Ducks on a 1-year, $3 million deal.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad for Jeremy, man. Did you see the videos about like how sad he was that nobody wanted to sign him this offseason?
I'm not.
He was crying.
For him.
He was crying, and he was just talking about how tough it been. Free agency been tough on him this offseason.
Jeremy Lin, you overachieved like a MF. Okay, you overachieved, bro. You spent 8 years in the NBA.
Yeah, he rode that wave
off a Lin Sanity wave.
Yeah.
When he
dropped 30 on the Lakers that
one
year,
and then that got you. That got you an extra 7 years in the NBA.
Yeah.
Because
He finessed him.
You know, that got you an extra 7 years in the NBA. That got you the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Marco, go ahead
ESPN
and cue that dripping
magazine.
And finesse, man. Drop that one time for
Jesus
us.
Jesus Christ, man. Jeremy Lin, you made out. Why
one
are
time.
You upset? Why are you sad? You overachieved.
And he just won the championship. Yeah.
And you got a title. You overachieved like a mother. Okay?
Like a mother flapper. He did. He definitely did. He definitely, you know, Lynn Sanity, you know, the wave lasted for a while, man. He definitely did, bro. And I'm sure he was getting at least $4 or $5 million a year.
Exactly. You were coming off the bench. Minimum, coming off the bench.
You know.
Why do you care?
He played for like 6-7 teams, so he was able to travel a little bit, see
man,
a little bit of this.
You played for 7-8 years.
Yeah.
You no had a nice run, young man.
He was in Charlotte, Atlanta.
New York.
Yep.
You had a nice run, young man.
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
Yeah, but he was sad, bro. He was devastated, bro. He was devastated.
I don't
devastated.
Know why, but hey.
You know, and I was just looking at all the reactions on Twitter. They was like, pray for Jeremy Lin.
Don't stop.
No, it was a thing, bro. He was trending. You know what I'm saying? Like he was talking to like a group of people at like this church camp or something. And he was speaking in Chinese, and like this guy was interpreting it for him. Well, no, he was talking in English, and the guy was speaking in Chinese to the people.
Only you would watch that, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Yeah.
All right, folks, moving on. Big and Bright's top 10 list.
Let's get in.
This week we're gonna go with the top 10 Jordans of all time.
Let's get it.
Make it quick.
Listen, everybody, my top 10 starting with Big. The Last Shot Black 14s, baby. Them boys is fire. Google it. Last Shot Black 14s. That's my number 10. Number 9, Gym Red 12s. Red is my very favorite color. I own about 2 or 3 pair of red Jordans, and the red Gym 12s are one of them. Number 8, the I'm Back 10s. This is the 10s, and they're white and black. Google those as well. Number 7, the original black and red sixes, 1991. This is when Jordan won the championship against the Lakers. Number 6, the retro 3 white / cement. Out cold, bro. The threes. Number 5, these are probably, well, any all black Jordan is my favorite, but the cap and gown 11s. They've been out for a couple years now. I'm sure you've seen them. The cap and gown 11s are my number 5. Number 4, this is where we get into the all original shoes, the exclusive original joints. The Flu Game 12s, baby. The Flu Game 12s. This is the game where Jordan had 38 points. He had the flu. You might have seen the memes where Jordan is, you know, bent over and Scottie Pippen has his hand on his back, you know, just kind of encouraging him, you know, come on, Mike, let's fight through it. The Flu Game 4s Flu Game 12s is my number 4. Number 3, the Bread 11s. These are the patent leather joints with the black and red and white. Okay. The Taxis is my number 2. That is the white shoe. Kind of look like the Michelin Man with the lines in them. Then on the side it has the black trim, and then it has the gold around.
They the Flu Games, folks. Yeah. They just the original ones that came out in the white and black that came out the very first pair.
Yeah, and then number 1, the Concord 11s, baby. The white and black joints. You can't go wrong with those. That's Big's top 10 Jordans.
All right, and very unique there, but unique. As for Bright, I've been wearing Jordans since I spit out of mom's womb. So
you had the baby Jordans.
Yeah, I had baby Jordan booties.
the booty.
The soft bottoms. The soft bottom Jordans. And actually,
I wasn't that fortunate. I had 4 brothers. It was 5 of us. So
look, man, ain't nobody asked for the family history, bro. We giving our top 10, man, okay? All right, so Bright's top 10 Jordans of all time.
Let's hear it.
Go with the number 10 Jordan of all time for Bright. That would be the 13s in every colorway.
Nice.
And I remind you, folks, these are only originals that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about no off-brand liquor store colorway.
We're
going all original that Jordan had on his feet, okay? So if we're going all original, I'm going to go with the 13s, folks. The 13s. That will be the original white and black colorway,
okay.
The original red and white colorway.
Okay.
And then they also came out with the gray and navy blue colorway.
Okay.
Gray, white, and navy blue colorway.
Okay.
Those came out, I think, when I was in ninth grade.
Yeah.
So
the black ones is out cold, too. The black with the red on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had those as well.
Out cold.
The black and red with the hologram.
That's my honorable mention.
With the hologram in the back and, you know what I'm saying, with the see-through mesh on the side. It was like the
The material was dope.
It was the flip-flop. It was the what we call the monogram flip-flop mesh on the side. I had every colorway of these.
That's what's up.
So the number nines. Oh, I'm sorry. Number nine top 10 Jordans to me of all time would be the 14s.
Okay.
And the black and red.
Yep, that's what I got.
In the black and red, you know. Jordan hit the last game-winning shot against the Utah Jazz with those on. So those will always remain synonymous with me and
that's what's
one
up.
Of my faves. Also, number seven.
Number eight.
Number eight.
Eight.
Okay. Yep. Number seven would be the number eight. The Jordan 12s.
You know, yeah.
I had those in the original white and black. I had them in the black and white.
Okay.
You know, with the black, with the white on the side. Jordan 1 wore those also when he hit the game-winning shot.
Okay.
In game one of the NBA Finals against the Utah Jazz, the black, all black with the white siding.
Okay.
So I had those. The Jordan 12s were my number eight. Number seven.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, I'm going to go with the Jordan 5s. Actually, I got a pair of them on my feet right now.
Dope.
The black and red Jordan 5s.
Yeah, man.
Those are one of those. Actually, what we call the Fresh Prince. The Fresh Prince Jordans. You know, the Fresh Prince boys. But he had those.
He had the white and grape. Yep.
He had the white and grape.
Sure did.
The Charlotte Hornet color. Yeah.
He had his legs full.
People think that the grapes came out later on.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? In life when he got when he started owning the Hornets. No, folks. They originally came out.
Right.
Back in 91.
And I actually think that he was wearing them on that last episode too. If I'm not mistaken.
I know Fresh Prince wore those.
Mm-hmm.
He wore a few of them.
He wore the sevens.
He wore the original fives. He wore the original fives with a tuxedo.
Yep.
And the hat flipped up.
Sure did.
On his very first
episode. He had his cover bun on.
Yep, the very first episode of Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
He was tapping on the glasses and beatboxing and whatnot.
Sure did.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, we just going through the history of Jordans, baby.
No doubt. Martin wore some J's, too.
Yeah. Martin had
these. That's my favorite
Martin,
show.
Martin had on the 12s.
Actually, Martin used to hoop in them, too, on here. Yep.
But Martin had on the Jordan 12 Retro Taxi.
Taxi
and
joints.
He took the shoes off of his feet and gave them to a young man as a Christmas gift.
Right. You absolutely right.
Cats don't know that.
My dog.
Cats
man, you
don't
in
know
there,
that.
Baby.
I'm a Jordan head, baby.
With the television show trivia on them.
You know what I'm saying? Cats don't know that. So what was I at? Number seven?
You on six now.
Okay, number six. All-time classic to me, number six, is the Jordan 1. I had those. Again, like I said, they remain near and dear to me, my heart.
Which one's the white, red, and black?
Yeah, the white, red, and black. Not that original.
Man, them Travis Scott joints is ugly. You seen them? The brown ones?
Yeah, they funky.
Ugly.
I can't rock with those.
Nope.
So,
nope.
Moving on. That was number
six. Now you're on five.
Number five. Okay, folks, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. All right? Number five. Is the Jordan 6.
Yes,
black
sir.
And red.
Nice.
White and red. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
Number 5.
Yep.
So, now, to break this down, they came out with the Jordan 6 not too long ago. They came out with the Jordan 6 Retro.
Yep.
And they called it the infrared. Now, the infrared that was on those Jordans when they came out back in the 90s, that infrared is now called the infrared that was on those Jordans then is now called true varsity red.
Break it
and
down.
This fuchsia pink crap that they throwing on the shoes and trying to pass it off as infrared, it was never on those Jordans back then, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I still have the shoes from back then.
Yep.
It was true varsity red that they said was infrared back then. Now and today, it's this fuchsia pink crap.
Right.
And the funny thing about it is, I went to go buy the shoes for me and my son. I bought my son a pair.
Yeah.
And then when I looked at them, they looked even more pink in the adult pair. I said, no.
Yeah, nah.
I can't do this.
Can't
so they're like, that's how it was. And no, the hell it wasn't. Oh, you stupid.
Whoever said that was probably a kid that wasn't even born
so,
yet.
So, you know, and the funny thing about it is I kept tweeting about it. I kept tweeting about it and kept tweeting about it. Do you know that Nike and Jumpman kept taking my tweets down?
Straight up?
Yeah. They kept taking my tweets down every time I mentioned them. Why don't you put the true colorway on the shoe?
Man, that's a true Jordan head right there.
They kept taking it down. So, you know, hey, whatever. So, number four, moving along, folks, number four is the original Bugs Bunny's Jordan 9s.
Okay, the white and black?
The original Bugs Bunny Jordan 9s. A lot of people don't realize that, but Space Jam.
Oh, yeah.
Before Space Jam actually came out, Jordan did a commercial with Bugs Bunny in these shoes.
Okay.
And Bugs Bunny had these shoes on.
Okay.
One of my all-time favorites. one of my all-time favorites.
Nice.
Number three will be the Jordan 4s.
Okay.
Black.
Gotta love it.
Gray and red.
Nice.
The yeah. hardest.
I got those on mine, but I got the white and
the hardest
cement.
One of the hardest. Okay, let me tell you. Before people even got on the retro game, this
the
was
threes
back,
and fours is kind of similar a little bit.
This was back in 2004, 2005.
Okay.
Right? I had ordered me a pair of original black and red Jordan 4s, and I had the original throwback. This was Mitchell and Ness jerseys was like $500 now.
Ooh, I remember that.
You know what I'm saying? So I had the original Chicago in cursive across the chest
mm-hmm.
with the 23 on the side mm-hmm. and the Jordan, and I wore them with the Jordan 4s when I was at Eastern Michigan. People
killed
lost
them.
They mind.
Killed them. With
and
the
I
drip.
Had the real big orange Nike tag hanging off the side. Man, people lost they mind.
You hit them with the drip on the cap, is there?
They lost they
hilarious.
Mind. I told you.
What
I
color was
a,
the
jersey was red. It was the home red. At the time, it was the away red.
The away red that said Chicago on
that
it.
Said Chicago across with
yep.
the black cursive.
Okay.
With the black 2-3 on, yeah. on the side.
Yep.
Man, people
I had that
lost
jersey.
They mind. Mm-hmm. Mind. Again, like I said, this was when Mitchell and Ness jerseys was $500 a clip. So,
ooh,
hey.
Crazy.
Moving to number two will be my Jordan Concord 11s.
Yeah, that's my
number
one.
Two. Those were crispy. I had those when they came out in the seventh grade. I had those when they came out again when I was in college. I had them again yeah, when they came out. And right now, I have a brand new pair of yeah. Concord 11s never worn.
Yeah, I think they brought them out four times total.
Yeah.
If you include the original time.
And I had them every time. I had them every time. So,
nice.
And I have
that's
a
my
pair
favorite one.
Still in the box. Not only the Concords, but the Breads also. The black patent leather and the red and the Space Jams.
Yep.
And the all grays. I had them all. So
I had the grays and I got the Breads right now.
Okay. I had them all. So, hey.
Yep.
All right. Number one. Number one.
Let's hear it.
Is the Jordan 16.
16.
That came in the briefcase with the strap, black and red, with the patent leather on the toe.
My brother
those
had
are
those.
The cleanest.
Yeah.
Most exclusive pair of Jordans that you will ever find. And the reason why I say this is because he never brought them back out.
Yes, when he played for the Wizards, right?
That's when he played for the Wizards.
Yep.
And people don't remember, the commercial was so dope. That's when he had Mos Def doing the commercial. My Obi's hair, shine your light on the world.
Okay.
Shine your light for the world to see. I want my people to be free, to be free, to be free. Man, them Jordans was so
yeah, was
cold.
Yeah, boy, it's clean.
So cold. And they came in a briefcase.
Yeah,
oh,
they did.
My
had them.
God.
Sure did.
$200 pair of Jordans shut the game down.
Dessert.
However, that is Bright's top 10 Jordans of all time.
No doubt.
Moving on,
no
idiot
doubt.
Of the day.
Idiot of the day.
Doug Gottlieb and the Colts fans who booed Andrew Luck for leaving for his injury.
Man, what did Doug Gottlieb say? Man, let the people know what he said. He tweeted.
Doug Gottlieb said the dumbest thing in the world, saying that
retiring
and rehab.
Because of rehab.
Because of rehab is the most millennial thing ever.
He said retiring because rehabbing is too hard is the most millennial thing ever.
What foolishness is that? This man retired because he wants to enjoy his life. He wants to enjoy his health.
Yeah.
Trey Aikman laid into him pretty hard for that, but hey.
Yeah.
Whatever, man.
And the booze. Yeah, remember we were talking about
the
booze.
The freaking booze, man. Those Colts fans. Those Colts fans are retarded, man. You know, I'm not understanding that. You know, from a standpoint of how do you boo a man? How do you boo a man that gave you his all and laid his body on the line for the city of Indianapolis? I do not understand that. I don't get that at all. It is understandable.
Disgusting.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
You don't. You know, the city of Indianapolis, you don't deserve a damn franchise quarterback for the next 30 years for that.
I wouldn't say.
Period.
Okay, is that – are the Colts fans booing Andrew Luck as bad as the Toronto Raptors fans booing KD?
It's just as bad.
I don't think so.
It's just as bad. But
I don't think so.
However, it's just as bad because, one, you're cheering an injury. They cheered an injury in order
that's
to
worse.
Get a competitive advantage.
Right.
That's just as bad. But to
that's
boo
not as bad
a,
to me.
Yes, it is. But to boo a man who's battled. See, the reason why I say it is because Kevin Durant has no lineage. He has no ties to the city of Toronto.
Right.
Okay. He's battling them for a championship.
Right.
So there's no ties there. Okay. I can understand a little, you know, a couple assholes.
Right. Competitive.
I can't understand a city where this man has battled and fought and bled and sweat for.
To them, he's walking away from them. He's turning their back on them.
Whatever.
That's how they're looking at it.
Like, again, you don't view him as a human being. You view him as a...
Yeah. Superhuman figure.
You don't even view him as a superhuman figure. You just view him as a commodity. It's something that appeases you.
I mean,
you don't look at him like they're real
has
people.
It definitely has to be tough to make the playoffs, and then you beat the team that won the division, which is your rival. They were two games from the Super Bowl.
Hey, well,
so it's tough for him to walk away. For them, like, they're looking at it like you walking away from, and we right there on the cusp. So,
anyhow, folks, today in history, in 1977,
Nolan Ryan
strikes out 300 batters for the fifth straight season.
That's,
that is incredible.
That was my guy, man. Number 34.
Nolan Ryan, man. That was the true Rocket
Houston
man.
Houston Astros right there. And Texas Rangers.
And he'll whoop your ass if you charge that mom.
Yeah, he did.
Nolan Ryan had them hands, baby. He'll throw them bukes on you real quick.
Yeah, man. So,
That's it, folks. That's our show for today.
Yes, sir.
We'd like to thank everybody for listening. Thank our fans out there. And thank our fans in Mexico. Viva la Mexico.
We love you, Mexico, Canada.
Keep listening. Mexico, Canada, Germany.
Yep, Germany.
Everybody in the U.S., keep listening, keep fighting, keep listening, and keep striving for greatness, folks.
For sure. Hopefully, we made your
day
a little bigger
and a little brighter.
Yes, sir.
That's our show for today, folks. Go ahead and sign us out. Deuce.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.